me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed time for the Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We need to change. Hope you're having a good start to the day, everyone. As you may notice, I am not James J. Maloff. Seth here, pinch hitting for James this morning. I'm usually on the airwaves from 3 to 7 weekdays here on WIRI. Hope you don't mind me pitching in today, this morning. We're going to do things basically the same way that James likes to do them here. We're going to look at our National Day of Calendar this morning, take a little bit of a look at some country news, country music news, and this day in country music history. We're also going to get into the statewide Go for the Gold, Greener Gold, Text to Win contest going on throughout Civic Media Radio, including this station right here. So make sure you download the Civic Media app to get ready to text in that word that I'm going to give you in a little bit later during this hour. Make sure you do it during the 7 o'clock hour this morning to make sure you qualify for all of the great prizes we have going on. So stay tuned for that, everyone, and more great music on the way as well. Let's start off the day, though, like we like to, with the day of calendar. What is today in all over the world? Actually, this is for international day of stuff. So let's get right into it. For the United States, today is Smithsonian Day. Of course, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., I hope you've had a chance to check out all of the great museums they have there in the Smithsonian Institute. I would say that's something that everyone should do at least once in their life. Now, you're not going to be able to get to all the Smithsonian museums in one day. It is way too much stuff, but man, it is remarkable. I would like to go back. It's been a long time since I have been able to do that as well. It's National Table Shuffleboard Day. Have you ever played that? I have. I don't know if it's any better than like regular shuffleboard. It's easier, I'll have to say that, because you don't have to set up the whole floor thing with the sticks. I don't even know what it's called. I need a professional shuffleboarder to tell me what that's all about. Today is National Professional House Cleaners Day. Okay. If you do have a house cleaner, congratulations. That's really cool. But remember, this is a lot of work here. We have some house cleaners that come here. You hear there's ads on our station, Right Way Cleaning. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate having them here, which is what we did not have before here at the station. And I totally appreciate all that they do. House cleaners, office cleaners, all of them. I'm just going to lump them in together because, man, they do a wonderful job. Let's move to some food here, everyone. National Monte Cristo Day. Okay, what is a Monte Cristo? It's a sandwich, everyone. I don't know how much you've had or if you know exactly what it is, but did you know that America's delicious Monte Cristo sandwiches have roots in the French version that was first served in a cafe in France in 1910? The Heavenly Monte Cristo sandwich have had a really long history. Okay. What is it? A Monte Cristo sandwich is an egg-dipped ham and cheese sandwich that is deep-fried. Oh my goodness. I am super hungry right now. Oh, it is a variation of the French croque-monsieur sandwich that was first served in a cafe in Paris in the 1910s. The sandwich is said to have exploded into the American food scene from its humble beginning in California when restaurants in and around Disneyland started serving it to customers of the park. It's been a very, very long time since I had a Monte Cristo, but man, are they good. It's National IT Professionals Day, so thank all your IT professionals here at WFHR and WIRI. We, of course, have Mr. Chuck Gennaro, also our general manager. Big shout-out to Chuck. Thank you for all you do with all our IT and the Civic Media IT department. We would not be on the air if it weren't for them. Looking for some more food, it is National Apple Dumpling Day. Of course, September is Apple Month. This is when the apples, at least around here in Wisconsin, get harvested. If you've never been to Apple Fest up in Bayfield, again, something I would recommend that you do at some point. There's a lot of people there, but it is a ton of fun. Cider everywhere, apples everywhere. It is awesome. It is delicious. Go to Bayfield. Plus, it's right on Lake Superior. Why wouldn't you want to do that? It is Constitution Day today, everyone. One of the world's most important documents that makes America what it is being celebrated today. To prevent the abuses of power they felt subjected to under the British monarchy, the Founding Fathers framed the Constitution carefully, distributing power between three branches of government. The Constitution outlines the government's powers, the limitations of those powers, and the rights of citizens. It also outlines an amendment process for making changes in the future. It's a fascinating document. If you have not read the whole thing, I would, of course, suggest that every citizen of the United States read it because it's very important. We the people, and that is the most important thing. We are the ones that make the decisions, right? Right. Okay. It is Get Ready Day today. Are you prepared for an emergency crisis situation like natural disasters and pandemics? Today's the day. Get ready. Lots of resources online to find out stuff that you should be packing. It is National Pet Bird Day. Preen your feathers and warm up your singing voice. Not a pet bird person. First of all, I'm not really a pet person. I had cats and dogs growing up. That's fine. No problem with it. But I'm not interested in getting a pet, and birds seem like a lot of work. But hey, if you have a good bird out there, enjoy. Enjoy your pet bird today. It is International Patient Safety Day. Very important, of course, for anyone seeking medical help. Want something to remember. And not to be outdone, today is International Country Music Day, perfect for our station here. It's popular to joke about country songs being all about losing your dog, your truck, your job, and your girlfriend, but in reality, the breadth and depth of the genre offers something for everyone, from Hank Williams' Hey Good Lookin' to new country songs like Toby Keith's Red Solo Cup. On International Country Music Day, dip into the wellspring and take a sip. Well, let's do that right now, everyone. We're going to take a dip into some country music for this morning. Still to come, we have some country music news, this day in country music, as well as our word of the hour for the Text to Win, Go for the Green or Gold statewide contest coming up. But right now, let's get to the music. Here is some Shania Twain coming up. Oh, I should tell you what's coming up first here. We got some Kenny Chesney and some Jordan Davis on the way. But right now, here's some Shania Twain on 105.5 WIRI.
Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it fly,
like, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear.
Come on the radio now. I'm not ready to shut it down. The way the dashboard goes, sitting your eyes making me lose everything on my mind. And the only thing I want to do is find a spot, stop this car and throw it in park and just slow dance with you. Spinning you around by the Walmart sign, moving our feet over the painted white lines. Get close. In a parking lot. A half song gone, one door open across the lot. A rent-a-cop's rolling a security car. His yellow lights spinning and flashing in time to the radio singing a little Garth Brooks. You start humming the very last verse to She's Every Woman and I Don't Care What. Song comes next, I'm falling right here. Don't wanna say it to me. A slow.
sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still, trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico, do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico, let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico, do my best to waste another day. Sit right. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico. every time love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight. Whose car is barking next door?
Alan Jackson on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Seth here with you this morning in for James. Hope everyone's having a great morning out there. Welcome to the Sunrise Show, brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House and Central Downtown Wisconsin Rapids, West Grand Avenue. Make sure you stop by there this morning and get yourself a coffee. I'm breaking in here to do one thing, everyone. We have going on right now a statewide contest, Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, all throughout Civic Media, the radio network. And I have a word to give to you right now, everyone, to text in to qualify to win. What you need to do is download the Civic Media app. If you have not done so already, choose WIRI as your favorite station and get ready to text in this word to enter to win, gold. G-O-L-D, gold, is the word for this 7 o'clock hour. It is September 17th. It is Tuesday. So right now, you have until 8 o'clock this morning to text in the word gold, G-O-L-D. Do it now, everyone. Enter for your chance to win cash for some gold jewelry as well, and also be entered to win our grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd, against the New Orleans team, the Black and Gold. I guess I don't even know what they're called. So once again, the word for this hour is gold, G-O-L-D. Make sure you text that in right now, everyone. Coming up, we got some Luke Bryan and Chris Young. They're coming up on WIRI 105.5.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna leave here. I'm gonna let you go and walk away. Like every day I said I would. And tomorrow I'm gonna listen to that voice of reason inside my head, telling me that we're no good. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. Stronger. I'm not gonna break down and call you up when my heart cries out for you. and tomorrow. You won't believe it, but when I pass your house, I won't stop, no matter how bad I want to. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. Tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. I'm gonna leave here. Yeah, I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would.
Tune in at 6:50 p.m. this Friday for the featured football game of the week. Lincoln High School hosts Wausau West. Randy and Mike will bring you all the action on WIRI 105.5 FM, your station for high school sports, and on the Civic Media app.
Country legends 24/7.
I got smoke in my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair, holding a beer in my hand, sporting a neon tan. My stereo cranked up, I can't find my truck. How'd I get home from the club? Ain't got a clue what went down. So I started calling around, and all my
92.5 FM.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time, thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Dominion, Memory Lane on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Welcome to the Sunrise Show, everyone. Seth with you this morning, pinch hitting for James Maloff, and I'm having some fun. I hope you're enjoying it as well, everyone. Let's keep it rolling here. We, of course, sponsored by From the Ground Up Coffee House. Head on down there to this morning. Get yourself something to eat and something to drink, because that's what they got there. Makes sense as a coffee house, right? We do appreciate them sponsoring us, however. Let's get into a little bit of country music news. I only found really one thing that I wanted to talk about, but it's pretty cool. Brooks and Dunn are getting ready to launch Reboot 2. Now, for those of you who don't know, back in 2019, Brooks and Dunn released Reboot, which featured a whole host of big country stars covering their most famous songs. It was a commercial success. In fact, it gave them their first number one album in over a decade. So, hey, let's try it again, everyone. Reboot 2, which will be out November 15th, and it will pack even more of a punch than the first one. That's, excuse me, what they're telling me. I don't know if that's true or not. But the really cool thing is Brooks and Dunn gave the other artists on this free rein to interpret the songs any way they wanted so that they wouldn't be tied down to the original recordings, which is very cool. Some big names in here, too, by the way, everyone. We've got some Lainey Wilson. She's going to be doing Play Something Country. We have Morgan Wallen, if he's not in jail, doing Neon Moon. We've got Jelly Roll doing Believe. We've got Mitchell Tenpenny on here as well. A couple other names. A lot of names I don't recognize, but then I'm not that deep into the country music scene. I do want to say that this looks like a very cool idea for them. And boy, what a way to get your catalog out there again. Not a bad way to earn some extra scratch if you're a famous country act. Get someone else to record your songs and get some of those writers' royalties. Well, right now we are going to play a song that is going to appear on Reboot 2 by a band called Hailstorm. No idea. Here's the original. Brooks and Dunn, Boots Scootin' Boogie on 105.5 WIRI.
job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the bootstrap boogie. Yeah, you told Dosino, come on, baby, let's go. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
The Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market is back. Come visit beautiful downtown Wisconsin Rapids until October 12th on Thursdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. to find your next treasure, favorite farm fresh ingredient, or create vivid family memories at 220 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Have you noticed the leaves changing colors or feel that cool, crisp air at night? Maybe you've even started reaching for your favorite hoodie. Fall is in the air, and with that, the smell of pumpkin spice lattes. Curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of coffee or tea. Downtown at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Don't let the coolness slow you down. Warm up and get going. Or get comfy and dive into that book. From the Ground Up Coffee House, where every day starts with a smile and a good cup of joe.
Things are heating up at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa with our Hot Summer Wheels giveaway. Earn 25 slot points and swipe your card from 11 a.m. to midnight on promotional days to enter our grand finale on September 28th. Turn up the heat with hot seats. From Wednesday through Monday, win up to $150 in rewards play every hour. Feel the excitement build. Race towards big wins at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
CBS News Brief. We're expecting to find out more about Sean Combs' arrest last night when the music mogul is arraigned at court in New York today. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
His arrest stems from lawsuits, most of them accusing Combs of sexual assault. Now, you may recall nearly a year ago, his longtime ex-girlfriend filed a civil suit against him, and they settled.
In a new X interview, former President Donald Trump talks about Sunday's apparent assassination attempt on his golf course in Florida.
We do need more people on my detail because we have 50, 60,000 people showing up to events.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is sending state police into schools in Springfield amid a wave of bomb threats sparked by debunked claims by Mr. Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance that immigrants there are eating pets.
They will go in. They will go in early in the morning before any faculty is there, any teachers there, or any administrators or any students. They will sweep the building. They will do that every single day.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Atrial fibrillation, or AFib, is estimated to affect over 2.7 million Americans, but many don't even know they have it. AFib is a heart rhythm disorder that causes the heart to beat irregularly. If left untreated, AFib can greatly increase the risk of stroke and heart failure. You have an opportunity to learn more about AFib at a free seminar in Marshfield. It's being put on by Aspirus Heart Care Doctors on Tuesday, October 1st, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It will be held at the Holiday Inn Conference Center in Marshfield. You can register for the seminar by calling 800-847-4707 or visit aspirus.org. It's National Voter Registration Day. Today is a great day to register to vote, update your voter registration, or learn more about the voting process. You can visit myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high of 85. Tonight, clear, 55. Sunshine with a high near 83 on your Wednesday. For Wednesday night, some patchy fog, a low around 53 degrees. Sunshine, 82 on Thursday. Chance of showers Friday with a high of 81.
Right now, it's 62.
Society.
at least a country mile wide. If you're gonna run with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. When it comes to loving you, I've got velvet hands. I'll show you how a real bad boy can be a real good man. Here we go.
Tim McGraw on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Thanks for joining me this morning, everyone, on the Sunrise Show, brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. We're going to hit a couple of things in music history today, in country music history, as we wrap up the show. But one more time, everyone, I do want to give you the word for this hour for the statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest going on throughout the Civic Media Network, everyone. We got lots of great prizes we're doing for this one. You get four chances every day to enter. I'm going to give you that word one more time that you need to get in before 8 o'clock. That word is gold. G-O-L-D, gold is the word for the 7 o'clock hour on the 17th of September. Make sure you text in that on the Civic Media app and enter to win not only hourly prizes. We are giving away hourly prizes, everyone. You're also entered to win a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. It's inside. So there you go if you're worried about it getting too cold. All right, before we wrap it up today, let's look at this day in country music history. 1977, on this 17th of September, Reba McEntire made her Grand Ole Opry debut. She almost didn't make it in the door after a guard at the Opry gate missed her name on the night's list of performers. Her parents and older sister Alice drove 1,400 miles round trip from their Oklahoma home to see what turned out to be Reba's 3-minute performance that night. That is dedication, everyone. And a couple of very important songwriters born on this day in American music, not just country music, but American music history. Born on this day in 1936, American songwriter Dwayne Blackwell. His songs included Mr. Blue, a 1959 hit for the Fleetwoods, I'm Going to Hire a Wino to Decorate Our Home, a 1982 hit for David Frizzell. And get this, everyone, he is the writer of Friends in Low Places, the 1990 hit for Garth Brooks that kind of kicked off the new traditionalist movement in country music. Wow. What a career. His songs have been recorded, of course, by the Everly Brothers, Roy Orbison, and Bobby Vinton as well. One of the great American songwriters of all time, Dwayne Blackwell, born on this day in 1936. And, of course, born on this day in 1923, Hank Williams Sr. in Mount Olive, Alabama, born Hiram King Williams. He was a singer, songwriter, and musician regarded as one of the most important country music artists of all time. He recorded 35 singles that would place in the top 10 of the Billboard Country and Western bestsellers charts, including 11 that ranked number one. On this day, Hank Williams Sr. was born. Very important to American music, I would say, all around. Also, really quick, I'm going to play one of his songs here. Maybe not one that you're familiar with, or at least overly familiar with. It's a cowboy classic, and the reason I'm playing this is to remind everyone on Thursday, shameless plug here, on Thursday, Trail Tunes is moving up to 6 o'clock, everyone. No longer at 7, is now at 6 o'clock, and there is a replay on Sundays at 5 o'clock, right before Weekends in the Country. Shameless plug here, everyone, on the Sunrise Show. Well, everyone, hope you have a great day. I'm going to go across the hall and do the morning show at WFHR. You can join me there if you like, or stay right here, listen to some great country music. We're going to go to Mr. Hank Williams Sr. right now. Here's Cool Water on 105.5 WIRI. So long, everyone.
All day I face the barren waves without the taste of water. Old Ann and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, cool water. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. We pray for water. Spreads the burning sand with water. Sit and can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. Just one thing more than water. Ooh, clear water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Live.
devil sign. I saw a homemade sign written in red. Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee